Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back in Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, do any of you have a prenup? Did any of you, when you get married, get a prenup? I always thought that was just something in the movies. I never thought I would have to sign a prenup. I never thought anybody would ask me to. If anybody would say, Dahlia, I'm going to marry you, but you'll need to sign a prenup, oh my gosh, I would have signed it in a heartbeat. I would have been like, look, nobody's going to want to marry me, and you actually want to marry me? And, you know, this prenup means you're going to marry me? As long as I don't want your money later, I will sign that sucker. Just marry me. I really wanted to get married when I was younger. I'm glad I did. I'm going into my 25th year right now, but I would have signed a prenup. You know, and the reason why I would have signed a prenup when I was younger is because I never wanted anything from anybody. And I'm like, I'm going to make my own mark. I'm going to get through college. I'm going to get through medical school. I'm going to make my own income. If you made that money on your own, it's yours. The last thing I'm going to want is any of it. If you and I broke up, if we broke up, I wouldn't want any memory of you. So just take the money. I don't care about the money, whatever. And when you grow up, you know, not having money, it's very easy to do that for me. So if I was asked to sign a prenup, it would have been piece of cake. I wouldn't have cared about that. Now, it obviously, I don't know if this happened with the Bezos marriage or not, but with Bill and Melinda Gates, sadly, their 27 years of marriage is breaking up, and I hate to see any couple get divorced. You know, I'm kind of old school thinking, you know, you marry somebody you fall in love with, and you guys are together the rest of your lives, and the truth of it is a lot of people, they just grow apart, you know, or they were in love, or they fall out of love, or they find somebody else they'd rather be with, and it happens. It happens a lot. And so, you know, they're breaking up. I don't think we have a lot of scoop as to why, but, you know, let them have their privacy. But what has been very, very public is Bill and Melinda Gates do not have a prenup. Now, Bill Gates, I think, was like a billionaire since the late 80s. So he made tons of money. She was very well educated, went to Duke. I think she worked for Microsoft. They met at a trade show. I don't know how wealthy she was, but I can guess she wasn't a billionaire. And I believe Bill Gates had a previous marriage and had lost a lot of money during the divorce. So there's a chance that he might have thought of it, and it just didn't fly. So, you know, did he ask Melinda for a prenup? And, you know, should you ask somebody for a prenup? Well, so here's the thing. All right. If you want somebody to sign a prenup, the best way to bring that up is to just say it. I mean, I think we should get a prenup. Well, things might happen. I hope they never do. But I don't want, if ever we do break up, it to be bad. I would want us to still be close, and the last thing I would want is the kids to see this big, huge fight. So if ever it does happen, I think that would make things a little easier. And if the person you're asking the prenup to loves you, they'll be like I was. Fine by me, right? I mean, I can't imagine a couple being so truly in love that it will matter. If it matters, then you start to wonder why it matters. You know, if I was asked, right, to sign a prenup, and I was like, well, why? You know, you don't trust me. You're going to cheat on me. Yeah, I would probably say that. But again, if I'm really, really in love with them, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to take you for better or worse, in sickness and in health, and if you do cheat on me, I'll leave you. And, you know, trust me, the prenup's not gonna protect you from my wrath. I wouldn't force the issue. So marriages are partnerships. And what bothers me about the prenup concept is you'll have somebody that worked and built the business, and then you have another part of the partnership that was with the children and was there for support and made the home and made the family and made it work. And both are very integral parts to the relationship, which is why I like the states where it's common property. That to me makes sense because you both built a partnership. I mean, I don't know if you have to wait a certain amount of years for it to become a partnership. I don't think you could like marry somebody like Hugh Hefner and then 2 months later expect to have all his money. But I believe that if you both are building a life together and you're building a family, whether one's at work or whether one's at home, there's value in all of that. I mean, in fact, I've spoken to my husband about this. You know, I prefer to be at work. I love my kids, but I prefer to be at work. So if he ends up working less to deal with the kids so I can work more, I'm fine with that. But that doesn't mean later I get this money or he gets this money. It was a team. It was a partnership. It was a team effort. And so I'm more for the states where it's like, look, you guys have lived together, you guys made a family, common law marriage, or well, maybe that's not the word, the right word, but equal property, I forget what the term is called. When you guys get a divorce, just split everything up. To me, I think that's the simplest. But if you're in one of those states where no, you guys are going to have to fight over assets, well, that's a problem to me. Because, you know, in terms of the assets, this is why divorces are so bad, and divorces are so rough, and my allergies are rough too, is because, you know, you can't put worth on the baby pictures or on the piece of furniture or the antique. You know, if Corey and I ever got divorced, the medical antiques, they're mine. I know the medical antiques probably aren't worth that much money, but I just like medical antiques. If you wanted to get to me, if you wanted to make me mad, you take the medical antiques. But for me, they mean something to me. And so, you know, in a divorce, unfortunately, everybody starts mudslinging and all that. So if you think that's going to be, you know, the way your relationship might end, just ask for the prenup. If somebody has a fit and doesn't want to marry you because of it, they probably didn't really, really want to, you know, have you thick or thin. And sickness and health till death do you part. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So horror happened in Mexico City as a metro overpass collapsed, killing 23 and injuring 79. When you look at the pictures, it's just horrifying. Rescuers right now are still searching through the debris in search of any additional victims. Apparently, a train was crossing the overpass around 10:30 p.m. when a support column suddenly gave way, sending one of the train cars tumbling into the street. A second one was left hanging precariously. 23 people died, including children, 79 injured. And this happened in Mexico City last night. Two cranes were brought in to stabilize the wreck. They think it's going to collapse further. And it's just something you just didn't expect to see. And unfortunately, every now and then we hear of a bridge collapsing or an overpass collapsing. And I don't know what the inspecting protocols are and how they can test for something of that weight.
but it's unfortunately not not something that should have happened. Mexico President Andrés Manuel López Obrador vowed that the government would not hide any details that come out of the joint investigation. He says, I share the outrage that there is. I celebrate the position that the head of government, Mayor Sheinbaum, has, which is essentially to clarify what happened. And secondly, when you clarify what happened with evidence, with authorities, to establish what responsibilities there are, who has responsibility, what action was taken in consequence, no matter who it is, there's no impurity for anyone. So right now there's two cranes to stabilize the support column where two trains are currently dangling from the highway overpass. One of the train cars is being lowered into a truck's flatbed, and surveillance video shows a Line 12 train transiting through the overpass that connects the Olivos and Tezonco stations. And then the support column gave out. It's just basically like the road. I always worry about that when I'm driving on the highway. We have something called the Spaghetti Bowl in southern Las Vegas, Nevada. And the Spaghetti Bowl is where you have the intersection between the two major highways that we have, the I-15 and the 95. And it's a loop. And I guess we call it the Spaghetti Bowl because it looks like spaghetti, you know, with all the, offshoots of the exit ramps. And then you have all the little ones also to go onto little streets nearby the main highway. And I've always wondered, you know, when you're up that high, you know, how do we know that the road, you're just driving on a road and you don't even realize you're on a bridge. You don't even realize you're up on a high overpass and you're like, gosh, I hope it holds. Gosh, I hope it holds. And unfortunately with some of these things after weather and all that, it could take its toll. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. The youngest victim is a 15-year-old named Tanya Ledesma. Tornadoes rip through the South. Hail, wind, and tornadoes. Well, they say the South is at risk for severe weather again. Apparently, tornadoes caused heavy damage. Three people died. They say another day of severe storms has been forecast across much of the South today. Tornadoes that hit parts of the region both Sunday and Monday. The storms killed two people in Georgia, one person in Tennessee. They say the threat zone for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes Tuesday covers more than 1,000 miles from the lower Mississippi Valley and southeast to the upper Ohio Valley. Large parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, as well as quarters of Arkansas and Georgia, are at enhanced risk for the worst weather, according to the Storm Prediction Center. They say the zone is home to more than 11 million people, including Nashville, Birmingham, Alabama, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Jackson, Mississippi. So, unfortunately, they say the threats will include downpours, hail, damaging wind gusts, and a few tornadoes. Tornado watch has been issued Tuesday morning for portions of Mississippi, Alabama, Kansas, and Louisiana. Storms could include gusts of winds up to 70 miles per hour and hail the size of golf balls. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you with a swimming pool, I don't know if you've noticed, but some prices have been going up. And chlorine is apparently in short supply. Chlorine we use to kill off bacteria and pathogens, prevent algae growth in the water. And apparently there was a big fire in Louisiana, in one of the plants last year that make the majority of the ingredients for these little chlorine tablets. So news broke last week that there was a shortage, and of course the prices went up. I was on Amazon trying to buy some, and as I was trying to find my credit card or do whatever I had to do, right, because you know you buy it and then I'm like, well, let me look at other things, and oh, maybe I need some more socks. Or maybe I need something else. Already they said, sorry, this product is no longer available. People were buying it up. So Biolab had a fire, and Biolab is a producer of trichlor tablets. And these are what is within the chlorine tablets. So for those of you with pools, you're probably seeing that the prices are rising about 60%. What I did was I went through Sam's Club. When I saw that Amazon was starting to get too expensive, I think I wanted to get like a 50-pound case of the 3-inch chlorine tablets, and it was already about $170 on Amazon. So what I did, and then the 35-pound things of chlorine was about, I think, maybe $110, $120. So I went on to Sam's Club. Sam's Club, it was $99
for a 40-pounder. So I'm like, well, I'm going to save money on that. So I bought two of those. We have a pool. You know, sometimes the dog goes into the pool. I hope the dog doesn't go pee-pee pool. I don't think so, because the dog's all excited when she swims. But you need that chlorine. So chlorine, we use it in swimming pools, jacuzzis, public pools. They might have an issue if there's going to be a shortage. If they don't use enough chlorine, bacteria and things can kind of brew. And how the chlorine works is it's a chemical reaction when it hits the water. So the chlorine solution you pour into the water breaks down into hypochlorous acid, hypochlorite ion, and others. And they both kill microorganisms and bacteria because they attack the lipids in the cell walls, destroying enzyme structures within the cell, rendering them, quote, oxidized and harmless. Now, hypochlorous acid can oxidize organisms in several seconds. The hypochlorite ion could take up to 30 minutes. But the levels of this could vary with the pool's pH. If the pH is too high or too basic, not enough of that hypochloride or the hypochlorous acid is present, pool cleaning could take longer. They say the level of pH in the pool should be between 7 and 8. 7.4 is ideal. That's the pH of human tears and blood. Once the hypochlorous acid and the hypochlorite are done cleaning the pool, they will combine with another chemical like ammonia or break down into single items, and the chlorine should be harmless. Now, the sunlight hitting the pool apparently speeds that process up. So you can't just put chlorine in once. You have to do it on a regular basis. Now, this is according to How Stuff Works, the science website, sciencehowstuffworks.com. I think it's cool. So there is a smell. Right? Sometimes chlorine, if not diluted or too much, can cause itchy skin, irritated skin, bother the eyes. Sometimes our fabrics fade. Sometimes our swimsuit will look faded. You know, when we jump into the pool, wear it a lot, then it'll fade. So you don't want too much chlorine gas because it could affect your breathing. There are other alternatives to chlorine, other chemicals and ion generators. But again, what they're trying to do is kill the bacteria, kill the viruses. And so, you know, the strength to kill off bacteria, fungi, to inactivate a virus within minutes doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be, you know, completely non-caustic to humans. You know, humans have bacteria on their skin. It could kill the normal flora. But most swimmers do well, but I am looking at that. If swimmers seem to have certain issues because they're in chlorinated pools or because their natural bacteria on their body seems to get killed from the chlorine. But I got to tell you, swimming is some dang good exercise, and it sure goes easy on the joints. So hot tubs, public pools get very cloudy and messy by the hour. Hundreds of guests with sunscreen, suntan lotion, body lotion inadvertently lose it when they bathe in the pool. Some might, like I say, not jump out of the pool and pee. One in four adults admits to urinating in the pool. I told you guys, you know, look, rather than peeing in the pool, I get out, go to the bathroom, and women are like, yeah, but the toilet's all messy in there because it's all wet. Well, then get a big gulp cup, pee in the big gulp cup, and then dump it in the toilet so you can stand to pee. Not that hard. But we're going to be talking a little bit later this month about some of the bugs in the pool, like Cryptosporidium and Pseudomonas, because there's some culprits in there. But again, if you need a bleach or a chlorine, go get it now. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When July 11th arrives, it'll be 40 years since NASA's defunct Skylab space station lost orbit and crashed into Western Australia and the Indian Ocean. Once again, heads up. In the next couple of weeks, a 21 metric ton Chinese rocket will fall out of orbit, and no one knows where it will land. The projectile is 100 feet long, and China has lost control. When Skylab fell, no injuries were reported. A metro overpass has collapsed in Mexico City as a train was traveling over it, killing dozens of people, including children. Two train carriages were seen hanging from the structure above a busy road. Scores of people were injured, and seven are in serious condition. One person trapped in a car underneath the wreckage was pulled out alive. This is the deadliest incident in decades in the city's metro system, one of the busiest in the world. Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. The divorce documents makes it clear there is no prenup agreement to the Microsoft fortune. USA Radio News. As inflation worries ramp up concerns that there's too much spending in Washington, it's all partisan politics for the very expensive infrastructure bill. Democrats, with the help of the president, are pushing through the legislative process. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expects zero Republicans will support President Biden's $4 trillion infrastructure package. Speaking at an event in Louisville, the Kentucky Republican calling Biden's plan a big grab bag.
So how to pay for the infrastructure bill on our side is we're not going to revisit the 2017 tax bill. We're happy to look for traditional infrastructure pay-fors.
He did say GOP lawmakers are open to a roughly $600 billion bill.
Federal tax officials are being asked to launch a forensic audit and investigation of more than 125 U.S. firms with ties to the Chinese Communist Party that received $420 million in stimulus money last year. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you can't wait to come to Nevada and enjoy yourselves. Some of you want to go to the casino. Some of you want to see a show. I don't know when the shows are going to be back up. Some of you want to go to some of our amazing restaurants. We've got great restaurants. Some of you will hopefully come to Nevada to see some of our beautiful landscape. We got a lot of hiking and skiing and lakes, and Nevada's beautiful. It's a beautiful state. Really cool. And we got desert. For those of you that really want desert, we got miles and miles and acres of desert. A lot of desert. So there's mountains, a lot of mountains. Then you got people. People in Nevada are really cool. Nevadans are awesome. It's not Nevada, it's Nevada. Okay, you gotta put a little twang on it because we're Nevadans, right? We're Nevadans, so it's Nevada. And so, but a big draw, I guess, in Nevada is the legalized prostitution. And the COVID restrictions had shuttered the brothels for months, over a year. And the sex workers had, I don't know if they were able to apply for unemployment. I think so once the gig workers were able to apply. But people whose job and whose career is in the sex industry lost a lot of money. So obviously people are very, very excited to get the brothels and to open up, figuratively and literally. But some of you are concerned about masks. And are you going to have to wear a mask? If you've been vaccinated and you have sex outdoors, can you take the mask off? Well, from what I understand, I have been to a brothel, not to use the services. I've been to a brothel. I was doing a report. We were doing a project for medical school, and we were looking at the STD clinics, and we were kind of explaining where people could get STDs, you know, what sort of activities might be higher risk. And so I went to the Mustang Ranch. This is in northern Nevada. And I dressed up. Oh, no, actually what I did is we just went and I took a picture like, hey. And then I dressed up as what I thought a prostitute would look like. And then I was in Reno, you know, and I was like, hey, you know, to the cars. And they were like driving by. We kind of caught that on camera. It was really fun. Don't be mistaken. The brothels and the workers at the brothels are under such strict guidelines that they get STD checks very frequently. They get FBI checks. They have background checks, FBI checks, STD checks, all sorts of checks. So, in fact, I mean, they are probably some of the more healthy people out there because the average person running around is not getting tested for HIV and STDs and things like that. So there's some real strict guidelines. So they've been interviewing some of the brothel workers. Kiki Lover, that's her stage name. She's pretty excited. She's a legal sex worker at the Sagebrush Ranch east of Carson City. We're being told from the Reno Gazette that she is actually going to offer discounts, to spur some enthusiasm to return to the brothels. One brothel, I think they already have a waiting list of about 50 people. So I think a lot of people are looking forward to going to the brothels and having sex again. You know, it's interesting. So I as a female, maybe I can't comprehend why you would want to, you know, go and have sex with somebody you just don't know. You know, I feel like I need the connection. I feel like I need to be attracted to them. And, you know, maybe it's just because of, you know, the being on the receiving end of sex. Maybe you just, in order to be receptive, you have to be receptive, you know, in the mind and psychological and all that. So I really would kind of like to dig a little bit more into the psychology of why, you know, people would go to a brothel, you know, because there's plenty of people out there now that have sex with you. Nobody's ever going to sleep with me. I thought that too. I thought nobody would want to sleep with me. And there was one person, you know, so I was wrong. There was one. Ask my husband now if he wants to sleep with me. I'd probably be like, yeah. What was I drinking? So, yeah, you know, I think maybe what it is it's the experience. You know, we kind of have gotten maybe a different look of, or a different idea, maybe a kind of a miscued idea of what happens at brothels. From what I know, from some of my patients who were sex workers and some of the people I know who are, it's an actual event. It's a experience. And there's a little more to it. I mean, it might not last that long, but it's not the, you know, okay, just, you know, close your eyes or whatever. It's, you know, you get to be made felt like you have, sexuality. You know, you have a gift. They make the person feel like, you know, and I'm not trying to talk people into a new career if they, you know, have one that they're already at, but there's more to it than what we believe, you know, and what we see. And I'm sure there's other people that are like, you know, look, don't even tell me your name, I don't care. And then others, they make it an experience. So from what I understand, in some of these brothels, it is, you know, an experience, right? Okay? And so, you know, I don't particularly need that experience, but I think some people do. You know, so when you hear that there's a waiting list, you hear there's already people that have appointments set up. Why is that? I mean, you know, I mean, I think you could get sex anywhere, but I think it's because of the confidence boosting. I think it's because they want to feel like they are, you know, enjoying what a lot of married people pretend they enjoy and don't. In fact, probably some people have more sex going to brothels than in marriage. But people are concerned, what about the COVID? What are the COVID restrictions going to do? So you have to wear a mask when you enter. And I think a lot of people are liking that, because then, you know, they feel like they have their identity protected. So they walk in there, they're like, hi, you know, I'm here to see, I don't know. Do you have a prostitute named Dr. Dahlia? No, we did. And no, you know, nobody wanted her. So, you know, I'm sure they try to find, you know, they pick who they want, or maybe they have a favorite. And then they wear the mask in. Once they're in the room, it's up to the individual. If the individual wants to wear a mask, he can wear a mask. You know, if he's worried about getting any sort of pathogen. If he wants to take off the mask, they can. In terms of the workers, if the workers have to perform something that they want to perform and the mask impedes that, they can take off the mask. From what I'm understanding, I think all the prostitutes, or sex workers, we call them, are going to be COVID vaccinated. You know, people are like, oh man, you know, we need to get more people vaccinated. Trust me, those who worked in the brothel, they were like, look, don't hold up opening. You know, we're vaccinated, we're clean, we're good to go. So I really think business is going to start picking up. I really think that the sex worker industry, or I believe the consumerism for that is going to skyrocket. I think a lot of people have kind of felt pent up. You know, they couldn't do what they usually like to do because they're home with the family. And so I really foresee, I mean, if there was stock in one of them, I would expect it to go up. But, you know, I've been asked, you know, do I think it's a public health hazard to have brothels in Nevada? You know, I'm really mixed on that, because honestly, I think, you know, a couple that's monogamous and has been STD tested is obviously the safest. And, you know, having taken care of workers and, you know, seeing some of the more mechanical trauma they've endured and all that, I really fear for the safety of the workers more than those who visit, you know, and use a brothel. But, you know, in terms of, you know, how the state regulates it and how strict the states are with it, I mean, you know, they're pretty strict. They want to make sure that everybody's doing what they're doing. So, you know, an STD-free prostitute is something rare in most parts of the world. And apparently you can get that in Nevada. Not that I'm encouraging it, okay? I could just, you know, see the Bible come in the middle of the night and smack me upside the head for even talking about this. But I'm just answering your questions. I mean, if you have to wear masks when you go to the brothel. Yeah, when you walk in, but in the room, probably not. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's getting hotter. I notice in my neck of the woods that the fall isn't really much of a fall. It goes from summer to winter. Whereas we used to have a real nice, crisp fall, like from September to November would have, you know, some cooler weather, and instead it's just hot until the 1st of November, and then maybe we got a couple weeks of fall, and then it starts getting cold. Well, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is saying that the new 30-year averages for temperature and precipitation are different, and the new normal, quote, is hotter. So the NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Information update, what it considers average every decade, and for the past decade, the U.S. has used normals based on weather observations from 1981 to 2010. So now they've changed normal from 1991 to 2020, and that's going to serve as the new baseline for comparing the weather to recent history, whether it's the daily high or the annual average precipitation gathered at more than 9,000 daily weather reporting stations around the country. Now, the nation, illustrated by the new climate, normals are hotter than from the past. They say the majority of the contiguous U.S. was hotter from 1991 to 2020 than it was from 1981 to 2010. So it's a shift of 10 years, their interval. And the 30-year average temperature for the United States was 53.28 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 11.82 degrees Celsius. That is the average temperature. Now, the agency confirmed that's a record high to the Washington Post. Most of the country got wetter. The eastern two-thirds of the nation saw more precipitation overall. Now, I'll tell you what I'm thinking in a sec. They say the average temperature in the lower 48 is 0.46 degrees Fahrenheit hotter over the new normal period compared to the 81 to 2010 interval. They say what appears to be a small change belies a big uptick in extreme heat as it pushes the hottest days into uncharted territory and makes formerly record-setting heat waves more common. So for those people that go, well, 0.46 degrees, what's the difference if it's 102 or 102.46? Well, to little animals and to water and little, it does make a difference. You know, in science, I got to tell you, to the decimal and the hundredth of a decimal, it does make a difference. They say the Great Plains were among the only places getting slightly cooler. Sean Sutlett, a meteorologist at the nonprofit Climate Central, said in an email that the signal disappears when taking history into account, given that they're warmed extensively over the course of the 20th century. He thinks it could be a rise in corn planted, known as quote-unquote corn sweat, where the plants give off more moisture from their leaves, which leads to more evaporation, which has a cooling effect. So they think maybe corn could cool the area a little bit more. I know, man, that's a lot of corn. Bill, to grow a lot of corn. Others think it's because of the climate crisis. So Bernadette Woods-Plackey says it's important to distinguish between the newest set of normals, which updates every 10 years, with the longer-term changes that we're seeing in our warming planet. She says even in the past 10 years, most of the country is warming, with the exception of the Northern Plains, where temperatures have slightly dipped. But this is also an opportunity to pause and take a look at the bigger picture. With a continual uptick in temperature since the late 1800s, when you take a look at the bigger picture, the warming is striking. So, I notice that I noticed the east getting wetter, but the west getting drier. We've had a drought for 20 some years. We see the Colorado drying up. We see lakes in the west starting to dry. Look at Lake Powell, Lake Mead. So I think there's a shift. I think some parts of the country or some parts of the world might be getting drier. Other parts may be getting more wet. I think some parts may be getting more hot. Some parts getting more cool. You know, when you have a moving entity and a universe that is moving, and the earth is moving, and the moons are moving, and the tectonic plates are moving, and it's not going to be the same. There's going to be trends. There was one report, and it didn't get reproduced, but it came out of NASA, where they found that one pole was growing ice at the same rate as another pole was losing the ice. And then you didn't really see that story anymore. And it wasn't a typo. They had shown pictures of how it shifted. One side was losing the ice, one side was gaining the ice. But then now I think we're being told, everyone's losing ice. Well, okay, but I really think there are shifts. And maybe we are going to start getting warmer. Maybe it's because we might be just a little bit closer to the sun, or the sun is sending flares, or, you know. But in terms of all this happening because of somebody's hamburger, I just don't buy it. You know, could our changes to the environment cause local temperature changes? Absolutely. I think pollution adds to it. I think our tree growth, I think our exforestation, our deforestation, I think all that can affect the climate. But in terms of you know, some of the suggestions on how to fix it, listen, you know, I don't think we should be littering. I think we should be trying to protect our fish. We should be trying to protect our animals. I think we should be more humane to our animals. But, you know, things we aren't going to be able to control is the new species being created and other species becoming extinct. I mean, yeah, if people are going to be, you know, poaching, yes, that we could control. But for the most part, there is an evolution. Humans are going to fall under the same sort of fate. We're going to eventually become extinct. Hopefully that doesn't happen in our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren's lifetime. But we are doing things that are making us less steady, sturdy, shall we say, for nature and the environment. And maybe the globe is, the world's going to heat up. Maybe we're not going to do that well with the heat, and then it's going to go through a cooling period. Maybe there'll be another ice age. But things do happen, unfortunately, in science and in weather as cycles. Hurricane season. The agency updated its new normal for hurricane season, showing the Atlantic basin has seen more storms. In fact, I had talked about this a while ago. They're thinking of moving hurricane season from June 1st start date to May 15th. They said they saw a lot of pre-hurricane season storms last year. So they're like, why are we starting June 1? Let's just start on May 15th. So we are going to see a shift with hurricane season. That's I'm not surprised by that. So, you know, they say farmers, they say keeping normals relevant with the current climate is important to making informed decisions for local governments and businesses. For example, farmers need to know when to plant crops, what types of crops to plant. City planners need to know how to budget for snow removal, opening cooling centers, utilities, construction companies, and the travel industry also needs to make plans around current and expected climate. I agree with that statement so much. I think the point I want to make is stop politicizing these things that happen in nature. I cannot stand seeing politicians come in and say, you see, this fish died, so it's because of the Republicans or it's because of the Democrats. And that just drives me crazy. We need to be able to talk about weather patterns and the change in our climate without making a discussion on global warming, climate change, stimulus packaging, you know, lowering your meat intake. We need to be able to talk about it apolitically because there are some changes we are going to have to make. Climate does change. That's what it does. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to, you know, spend a bunch of money on stuff that politically helps one politician. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.